As humans, I think we like to make up rules. We like absolutes to work within. And the same is true in web design. There are loads of people out there saying the 10 rules for this and the 5 rules for that and best practice in accessibility or usability or design or whatever else. But as a recent debate over page zooming versus text resizing shows, there are no absolutes. Everything has to be adapted to individual situations. And okay, in some situations, page zooming might be the best approach. In other situations, text resizing is a better approach. And I think as web designers, we need to make our own decisions over stuff rather than blindly following people that we perceive as experts. And there are lots of web design rules out there that can be broken or bent in individual situations. Horizontal scrolling is one example of this, where we say that you should never have horizontal scrolling because users don't like it. Well, there are occasions where that's an exception, where actually you can have horizontal scrolling. You might not want to have horizontal and vertical at the same time, but you see, anything can be bent or changed. There are loads of rules like this. And I guess what I'm doing is encouraging you to take these supposed rules into account, take them as guidelines, I guess, but be willing occasionally, I can't believe I'm about to say this, but be willing to occasionally to think outside of the box, think outside of those constraints and maybe challenge some of your preconceptions about what is good and what is not.